Blog Talk Radio.
When I was a child, my planet Krypton was dying. I was sent to Earth to protect my cousin. But my pod got knocked off course, and by the time I got here, my cousin had already grown up and become Superman. And so I hid my powers, until recently when an accident forced me to reveal myself to the world. To most people, I'm an assistant at Catco Worldwide Media. But in secret, I work with my adoptive sister for the DEO to protect my city from alien life and anyone else that means to cause it harm. I am Supergirl.
And hello, party people. Welcome to the Supergirl Talk Podcast. This is your host, Issy Sarity, and tonight we will be talking about Season 2, Episode 2. Yes, the second episode of this season. I know we're a little behind, but don't worry. With this holiday break, we will catch up. Trust me, we won't fail you. All right, tonight's episode titled The Last Children of Krypton. I wonder what that means. Do we have a special guest by chance showing up? I have no idea. What could this be? All right, it looks like Clark Kent is definitely still in National City at this point. So, let's talk about Superman. We're live right now for the next 30 minutes. Our number is 646-668-2311. Again, that number is 646-668-2311. We have our first caller. I wonder who it is from area code 239. Who is this?
Matt from Florida. What's up? Oh my God. What a hell of an episode. I'm sorry I missed the season premiere of Supergirl Talk. My God.
Good.
Oh. I was geeking out every Superman scene. I mean, this guy is totally Superman.
Don't you wish Tom Welling would have done that?
I wish Tom Welling would have done it. But I see why they could go with this new actor. But Metallo and Project Cadmus, I mean, everything is
starting. It's all over the place. And then
it's crazy.
And then Catco
just stopped.
Cat Grant leaving.
And I love the way how Cat is all over
Clark. There's a lot going on here. All right, well, let me read this synopsis so our listeners can have an idea what we're talking about in this week's episode titled The Last Children of Krypton. All right, it starts off with Kara and Clark continue to operating together in National City before he decides to return to Metropolis. However, they are encountered. They encountered Corbin, who has turned into Project Cadmus, a prototype cyborg, and challenges them to the kryptonite he's empowered from. The DEO deduces that there is a mole who smuggled the kryptonite out. In another encounter with Corbin, another Metallo goes on a rampage in Metropolis without opposition. Alex finds the mole who is killed by Cadmus' leader who intends to destroy aliens. Wayne manages to build an anti-kryptonite suit for Kara and Clark, who manage to defeat the Metallos by the help of Alex and Hank, respectively. Kara promises the Cadmus' leader to find her. Hank entrusts the remaining kryptonite to Clark, who returns to Metropolis. Meanwhile, Kat introduces Kara to the latter's new boss, Snapper Carr, who does not like her and refuses to give her an assignment. Kat advises her to solve the problems herself, deciding to leave Catco for another adventure, giving their place to James. James Olsen. Yes, he's now running Catco. Kara manages to prove her value to Snapper, who agrees to teach her. In the DEO, the alien man regains consciousness and attacks Kara. He, like, totally chokes her out. Remember that scene when he wakes up?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was geeking out at that scene. I was going, like, what the F? Like, these...
Yes.
All right. Episodes.
I know we didn't talk at all since you missed the first episode, but, Matt, let's just focus a little on Superman right now.
I loved it. Yeah, I did. I liked it a lot. It was awesome. I mean,
it kind of reminded me of the Superman from
Rose
Injustice.
Oh, yeah. Now I know what you're talking about. Yeah, but
you know what I mean, like
Tyler
the
Hoechlin,
emblem kind of raised.
Yes, I saw that, and I just thought this guy with playing Superman. I mean, he needs his own show. I mean, come on. I know they can't bring back Smallville, but come on. This guy needs his own show. I mean, do Justice League for crying out loud.
I agree. I mean, it can coexist with the movies because, remember, Smallville was on when Superman Returns came out. So it's okay. We can have as many Supermans as we want. It's fine.
Yeah.
We'll be okay.
He was freaking amazing.
We can handle it.
And
yeah, I agree.
Martian
Manhunter, he should definitely get his own show.
Yeah, because we see how well Legends of Tomorrow has been going, and Arrow and Flash. So it could be called like Superman for crying out loud. It's a title on Supergirl is called Supergirl, but man, I think he truly is Superman. Like when you see her and Kara. Flying together, it is just so freaking cool.
Thank you for bringing that up. The flying visual effects, they look so
amazing.
Cool, especially when they were trying to save that ship.
Yes, I love that part.
In the first episode,
I was clapping my hands at that part. I mean, I was geeking out through that
yeah.
whole episode.
I think I watched
freaking
this.
Show
yeah,
Superman.
I think I watched this episode definitely more than once.
Yeah,
it was
too.
One of those that you had to see again because the way
I do that with all the
DC actor
shows.
Portrayed Superman was great.
Yeah, I have to say he did very, very good. And like when him and Martian Manhunter went into the Fortress of Solitude, I mean, I was like, I mean, there's no.
I'm like, come on.
What
was that?
Right? Yeah, that was so freaking cool. And then the way when.
And then, of course. Were you happy that it was a crystal fortress like in Smallville?
Yeah, I would be happy about that. I mean, we would hear the Terrence Stamp, Jor-El voice. I mean, I'm hoping for that at
some
point.
Yeah, but this one had the robot, Kelix, remember from
Man
of Steel and also
stupid.
Pop books?
Yeah, because I was hoping he would use the Chris Jor-El, but it's actually that robot, Kelix, but... I also love the scene in that episode where Kara was so excited and she was laughing when she was with Clark, and then she goes, hashtag Team Krypton. That part was funny.
Yeah, it looks like Kara definitely was more at ease, especially this season. Fighting along
she's doing
her
great.
Cousin, Clark Kent / Superman. It was great to see his interactions with Martian Manhunter and how they had history between them. I really enjoyed that. And, of course, I guess there's no Justice League yet. That definitely proves it, Matt, that there's no Justice League.
Yeah, I know.
As
Gotham
yet.
Was dropped. Hey, Gotham was dropped, though. That guy goes, okay, we're moving back to Gotham.
Yeah, that was kind of cool.
So it's either on the Fox Gotham or a completely different Gotham where Clark does no Bruce
probably
Wayne.
Probably a different Gotham, yeah.
Yeah,
because
they can't have Batman.
Share universe.
I thought it was truly great. Supergirl keeps
getting it was a really
better
good
and
episode.
Better
and
better.
I also liked the other storyline where Cat Grant was giving Kara her own, her own...
resume
or saying to what she wanted to do after she got promoted. So, and it's so fitting that Kara would be a reporter type of role at Catco, just like Clark Kent is at the Daily Planet.
I enjoy it that way. But, man, that new boss she has, he was a total – he was mean to her. I mean, I felt bad. But that one part –
he's a real badass.
When Kara stood up –
he was worse than Perry White from Smallville.
Yeah. He was – what?
I said he was worse than Perry White from Smallville.
Yeah, a lot worse. I don't really like this guy, but overall, I thought it was a great episode. It was awesome and cool. I cannot wait to see the crossover coming up. Oh, my God. The crossover is finally almost here. Yes.
Epic.
Especially
epic.
What
That's
I've
all
seen
I can
so
say.
Far.
That's all I can say.
Yeah, I thought it was a very cool episode. I mean, Metallo, I love those scenes, too. I mean, I didn't even expect
that. Yeah, let's talk about that. The construction of Metallo's body armor /
that was cool.
You know, powered by kryptonite. He looked pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Not that bad for a TV version of Metallo, right?
Yeah, I mean, I did like the Smallville version of Metallo, but I think this guy did very, very good. And there were lots of cool action scenes in this episode, too, and a lot of funny scenes and lots of great stuff going on, and I thought it was truly a great episode. I enjoyed it, and especially that opening montage with Superman and Kara are saving
That's
the world
great.
Together.
Love,
and it was
love,
just so good.
All with a big smile.
Yeah. And Lena Luthor, I mean, there's something going on with her, and I can't believe, I know we have to think,
I'm not really paying attention to her right now because I know they're going to have some big reveal episode where she now becomes the bad person. I mean, don't fool yourself. Her last name is Luther, so watch out. All right, Matt.
Well, we know.
What did you think about Superman at this point leaving to Metropolis now that he has his portion of kryptonite?
Because I don't know why he wouldn't just stay. Well, this is her show, but I would love to see more of him on the show because this Superman,
that's what a lot of fans are saying, is that, you know, it's okay to have Superman like in one or two episodes, but come on, it really is her show. So by having him, it totally overshadows Supergirl.
And then we can see
it's part of the mythos.
Just
think about it. If it wasn't for him, there wouldn't be her. And that's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, I thought
all
it was
right, Matt,
a fantastic
episode.
All right,
Matt, give us a shout-out as we wrap up the show of Supergirl, this action-packed episode. It was really great to talk about and vent, my enthusiasm as to the new Superman that premiered on this episode.
I enjoyed him
The Children
a lot.
Of Krypton, which was so fitting for the title, right?
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I mean, I thought it was such a great episode. I cannot wait for the crossover coming up. It's going to be awesome. And you guys have a good night, and I'll be on Arrow Talk as well.
Actually, the Flash Talk is up next, so we'll talk to you on that one. All right?
All right, cool.
Okay, have a good night.